The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning for those of you in the morning. Good afternoon and those in the afternoon. And good evening for those in the evening. And just have a few words I'd like to say this morning. First, as an introduction, as I think you all know, that we are either have front row seats for historical event of great proportion, great, or we are on stage in the middle of this great event, the coronavirus, and how much it's shaping and changing the world. And yesterday I was given something that came off the internet. It was anonymous, so there's no name associated with it, but it kind of touched me, so I want to share this with you. When you go out and see the empty streets, the empty stadiums, the empty train platforms, don't say to yourself, "It looks like the end of the world." What you're seeing is love in action. What you're seeing in that negative space is how much we do care for each other, for our grandparents, for our immune-compromised brothers and sisters, for people we will never meet. People will lose their jobs over this. Some will lose their businesses, and some will lose their lives. All the more reason to take a moment when you're out on your walk or on your way to the store or just watching the news to look into the emptiness and marvel at all that love. Let it fill you and sustain you. It is not the end of the world. It is the most remarkable act of global solidarity we may ever witness. I would like to live in a world where we care for each other as neighbors, as friends, as family, as community, and that those of us who are able to shelter ourselves, that it is an act of love. It is a way of caring for this world and the people around us. And that those who have essential work that has to be done, that also is an act of love. That they're taking care of our society, taking care of all the rest of us in ways that we may never appreciated that they were essential and necessary for what we need to do. I'm touched by the people who work in stores, and they're putting themselves in the middle of a place where people are coming, and all kinds of people coming. People maybe don't know that they're contagious even, and they're working there, supporting us, feeding people, and making sure that we continue. I think of it as an act of care and generosity. I think of the people working in hospitals and doctors, nurses, administrators, the people who clean and sterilize the hospital. There are all kinds of levels of people who are there caring for people. It's all right now, it's a time for the whole world to care for each other. And this quote that we are now, we look out and I've walked through empty streets in the middle of the street and see all this emptiness, all this absence of people, around and hustle and bustle, and it's all an expression of people caring. And rather than the end of the world, maybe we can see it, that it's the beginning of a new world. It's the fallow time. It's the creating the space-time. It's creating breathing room for something new to be born. And if we can appreciate that what we're doing is caring and loving and supporting each other at this point, and being supported and being loved and cared for, and to really go out there and feel that we are new potential is being formed, that maybe we will create a new world when this is all over. So if you go out and about and see empty spaces, think of all the care that represents. And I hope that you'll take good care of yourself and good care of the world that we share. Thank you.